I'm glad you're there, and I'm glad I'm there. Maybe we'll find a way of getting together here. Find out what in the world's happening. I think we're going to do this another way. Stand by. I'll be right back with you, folks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
If joint pain, stiffness, or discomfort stops you from enjoying the things you like to do, now there's help. Introducing Joint Nutrients, the all-new, fast-acting, all-natural, great-tasting liquid formula that, when taken as directed, can help relieve the pain associated with osteoarthritis and with no harmful side effects. Joint Nutrients help restore and replenish joint fluid that is lost with aging, certain injuries, or constant pounding of the joints. And unlike other products that simply address the pain, Joint Nutrients goes to work to start repairing and correcting natural joint function while providing the relief you need. So if you are one of the millions of Americans who suffer from arthritis, then you need Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670. 1-866-240-5670. Reduce arthritis pain, increase flexibility, and enhance joint health with Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670.
Well, we try once again. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jeff Bennett sitting in for Robbie Noel here tonight on a Thursday night edition of The Flip Side. Technical difficulties prevented us from being with you 5 or 6 minutes ago, but we are apparently here now. Interesting day in the markets for those of you who are concerned about such issues. Wall Street fell today after the Philadelphia Federal Reserve surprised investors by announcing that its broadest measure of manufacturing activity fell to a negative reading for the first time since April of 2003, renewing investor fears that the economy could be cooling too quickly. In other words, maybe the economy's not doing as well as Bush and company have been telling us it's been doing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down just under 80 points today. NASDAQ was down a little over 15 points. The S&P at 7.15 points down. You know, in the scheme of things I've shared with you before, I just really don't care about the day-to-day, moment-to-moment market activity. Not during the time of the year it is. It is the winter of the election season, and frankly, for the most part, any market updates and or reports that we could give you on an hourly basis or a daily basis have very little trustworthy meaning. With all of that having been said, gold ended the day at $585.05, up nearly $9 at last night's close. Silver ended the day at $1,117. What does that mean? Absolutely nothing. It's all holding in a very, very tight trading range. Still a tremendous buying opportunity, and we have some people who have been calling Republic Trading Group, taking advantage of these markets. Coming out of BMO Capital Markets today, the announcement that gold prices are expected to regain strength near the end of the year. In other words, oops, after the elections. That's right. You can read between the lines in articles from all over the world. It's insanity. And in the scheme of things, long haul, short haul, yeah, it matters. But in the short term, it really has little meaning. All depends on who you think is going to make a difference that you vote into office. Fact of the matter is, very few of who we could consider putting in office at the federal level are going to do one darn bit of good. Because in a matter of weeks after they get to D.C. in January, within a matter of weeks, they will now become part of the problem, not part of a solution. The recent sharp drops in the global price of crude oil, which translates into much lower prices at the gas pump, mark the beginning of a so-called massive sell-off. It returns gasoline prices to lows not seen since the late 1990s. One guy says he believes before the end of the year, by Thanksgiving, we're going to see it as low as $1.15 a gallon. These words from Philip Verlager, a noted energy consultant who was a lone voice several years ago in warning that oil prices would soar. Now he says they appear to be poised for a dramatic plunge. Crude oil prices have fallen about $14, or roughly 17%, from their July 14th peak of $78.40. After falling 7 straight days, they rose slightly to $63.97. They're still hovering in that general range. Overall price drop is expected to continue. Prices could fall much more in the weeks and months ahead. Yeah, once the election's over, in my personal opinion, we can begin to watch oil soar once again. And when it does, oh, that's right, gold tends to go up right along with it. A newsletter that I received from a friend of mine, a guy who's become a friend, he happens to be my mortgage broker. I was introduced to him by some real estate people a few years ago. My dealings with them weren't all that great. Nice enough people, but not real aggressive folks. But they introduced me to this guy, and he has turned out to be an extremely good friend. And he's done some things with me, and I've done some other things with him, and have been involved with supporting some of his charities and stuff of that nature in the last few years. He has a monthly newsletter he sends out, and I tend to read it, but a lot of what was in this latest newsletter was really very much worth sharing with you. That was my intent, I believe, last Thursday. I was unable to be with you for one reason or another. And then this past Tuesday, Robbie and I had some mixed signals. I was supposed to do the program, but some family emergencies came up. Robbie did not get my message in time to come to the program, so you got a rebroadcast. But the newsletter stands. He says you either have an adjustable rate mortgage, ARM, or know someone who does. Over the past few years, the number of consumers who chose an ARM in lieu of a fixed rate mortgage grew to nearly 2 out of 5 people in some months, as short-term interest rates were at all-time lows. Concern, however, is now growing in Washington and among many mortgage lenders regarding whether those with ARMs will be able to handle the payment increase they'll experience when their loan resets to the new minimum payment required. CNBC reported recently that over $1 trillion in mortgages are scheduled for adjustment in 2007 alone. Are you one of the several million homeowners who will suffer this fate? Over $1 trillion in mortgages are scheduled for adjustment next year. A lot of ARM programs, particularly those with option ARMs, offer the ability to make interest-only payments or payments that are less than the full amount of interest due each month. Now, in those cases, the mortgage balance will either remain the same or increase with each payment a homeowner makes. According to Wall Street experts, 70% of homeowners opted to make the minimum payment required when given the option to do so. And so what does that mean to you? If you have an ARM and it's scheduled to reset in the next 12 months, you could see minimum payment increases of anywhere to 50 to over 100%. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, the nation's largest lender is now alerting borrowers by letter to the potential payment shock they could soon experience. The letter reportedly explains that a borrower with a hypothetical loan amount of $402,000 and a fully indexed rate of 7.6% could be making a minimum monthly payment of $1,348.47. If that loan were to be reset at today's rates, the full payment required would increase to $2,887.50. That is over double, my friends. Over double. That borrower's payment would increase by more than 114%. Oh, you sit out there and say, but Bennett, we don't have a mortgage of $402,000. Well, no, maybe it's only $201,000. Well, so that means your mortgage payment is still going to increase by 114%. Do you get it? Just because the amount of the mortgage decreases does not mean that the percentage of increase is going to decrease. Now, let's say you've got a home equity line of credit, which many of you do. The interest rate in effect for that loan has increased 4.25% in the last 2 years, more than doubling the required payment for some homeowners. And those with the HELOC, the home equity line of credit, balance of $50,000 have seen their payment increase nearly $200 a month in that time frame. And so what should you consider doing? Pull out your mortgage statement. I suggest you sit down and do that tonight. Examine not only the payment requirements, but also the interest rate that is currently in effect. If you have an ARM, you need to know the index and the margin. That will determine the interest rate you'll be charged when your loan is scheduled to adjust. Now, those with option ARMs could soon see their interest rates increasing to over 8%. Take that 8% figure tonight after this program is over. Sit down with your mortgage statement. If you've got an ARM, start taking a serious look at it. Take a close look at it. This is going to cost dearly. And ladies and gentlemen, we've talked about this at length over the last few months. The amount of foreclosures and repossessions in homes in this country today have escalated beyond anyone's wildest imagination. In Georgia, in Ohio, in Indiana, yes, even Utah. Now, I know we don't have a lot of listeners in Utah, but that's not the point. There is nowhere in America that's going to escape this. If you opted for an ARM just so you could pay off your credit cards, I guarantee you, you're going to almost wish you still had the credit card debt. Ed Henry writes today, at the end of August last month, the national debt stood at $8.5 trillion, an increase of $582.3 billion so far this year. And when the government closes its fiscal year at the end of this month, on September 30th, the debt will easily top $600 billion. You see, it's just a matter of how far we go beyond that new record mark, unless Henry Paulson, the new Secretary of the Treasury, plays with the books by paying off a significant amount of the maturing investor borrowing without replacing it until after we enter the new fiscal year. To add this much debt in an election year is another example of Bush's supreme arrogance and idiocy and desperate need for more money. It also means that by next March, we'll need Congress to rubber stamp another roughly $1 trillion increase to the debt limit on the one-year anniversary of the last increase. Your exorbitant payroll taxes for Social Security, ladies and gentlemen, are now 23% of the national debt. And they stand at almost $2 trillion. And because the government has borrowed and spent the extra surplus taxes which most Americans paid into it and the supplemental retirement system didn't need. Well, they didn't need it immediately. So the boys in Congress found a way to use it real quick. The same surplus that the government steals from the only healthy system in Washington also provides us with the most reliable first indicator of the month-to-month job situation in America. Its ups and downs tell us something about how many people are working and how much they're making. Now, for obvious reasons, the loyal economists and mathematically challenged news media, they'll never report anything I've just shared with you. We had a sharp spike in the surplus during August of this year. That's good news for the pirates because it brings them within $7.4 billion of last year's booty. If this continues, they may come close to the $86.5 billion stolen from Social Security in '05. And that's certainly better for them than the $71.1 billion of '04. Do you get it? I mean, $150 billion they've stolen from Social Security in the last 2 years? No wonder Social Security's in deep doo-doo. Of course, all of this doesn't tell us whether the spike was due to more jobs or pay increases or individual states increasing their minimum wage. Come to California, we just agreed to pay more money. What about manipulations just prior to midterm elections? That's the big one, folks. Or even illegal aliens suddenly contributing payroll taxes because they fear that they're going to be deported. And perhaps their leaders are telling them to build a we pay taxes defense. Besides the amounts malappropriated by the government, the patterns illustrated historically show an overall job situation that hasn't changed much in 3 years or 5 years or 10 years. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, if we were truly in a robust and booming economy, as our illustrious leader continues to tell us we are, payroll tax surpluses would be hovering around the $100 billion Clinton years. Did you see Willie Jeff on Larry King last night? I downloaded the transcript of it. I did not see it. But I can well imagine how many times that Bill Clinton must have pointed his finger toward the camera. Quite interesting. Bill Clinton is having a renaissance, so to speak. He is was on with Larry King last night. Somebody else today, he's going to be on with the new darling of NBC, what's her name, Vieira, the one that took Katie Couric's spot. He'll be on with her tomorrow. I guess Bill figures he's been out long enough, he can start to rebuild his image now. And so he's going back to where he's good, best at it, and that's on television. I did not have sex with those Americans. Yeah. But we got screwed anyway, Bill. I want to move on to a different topic tonight. It's one I haven't touched bases on for a while because it's some interesting things going on. Don't kid yourself. Once again, an awful lot of election year rolling of the dice going on. A lot of poker faces. Suspected illegal workers have been arrested at a military housing site. Agents rounded up 120 illegal aliens at the Buckley Air Force Base on the buses bound for the border. They vow they're going to hold the contractors accountable. By the way, I read a report 10 minutes before I went on the air that apparently 96 out of those 120 have already been deported. Federal immigration agents arrested 120 suspected illegal immigrants who were working at a housing construction site at the previously mentioned Air Force Base. The arrests were made yesterday morning within a mile of top-secret global surveillance and missile early warning facilities. Black-clad federal immigration agents surrounded the military housing construction site at sunrise on Wednesday. Boy, they've got this thing written like a, you know, a cowboy and Indian Western deal. This sounds really neat, huh? They arrested 120 illegal workers from Mexico and Central America within a mile of the top-secret site. What a stupid article. It just keeps saying the same thing over and over again. Matter of national security, they claim, because only a fence separated the unauthorized immigrants from a crucial military listening post. The immigration raid ranked among the biggest in state history. Federal agents, this is Denver, by the way, federal agents loaded most of the workers onto buses bound for the U.S.-Mexico border for deportation. Supervisors vowed to hold military contractors who employed the workers accountable. Well, the best thing you do is you cut them off and make sure they never get another government contract again for the rest of their lives. They'll be in deep doo-doo real quick, and then maybe we can start saving money. Previous immigration enforcement in that area ended with deportations, but we are taking a different approach now. Those words from Jeff Kopp, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Special Agent in charge of Denver District operations. Instead of going in and rounding up the workers and sending them home, he says, we're actually putting together an investigation to look at the culpability of the company itself. Well, son of a gun, that's what you should have been doing a long time ago. I mean, excuse me, Mr. Cop or whatever her name was, that's what the law calls for. Why are we doing it now? Oh, that's right, it's an election year. We got to make Bush and the boys look good. Got to do everything they can to make sure the Republic rats don't lose their seats in Congress. Oh, no, 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 no. Couldn't take a chance of getting some of those dirty Democrats in there. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. Saturday night's coming up, and the Democrats and Republicans will once again take a bath in the same water. Yeah. Military bases, oil refineries, chemical plants, and other, quote, critical infrastructure are top priorities because they're susceptible to terrorist action. Yeah, they got to go back and throw the words in. This is the part of the story I like, because I'm not going to share the whole story with you. It's a pain in the butt. We get the basic gist. Whoopee-doo, they rounded up 120. We got 20 million illegals in this country. And they make a big deal about the fact that they rounded up 120. So they got this picture of this woman in tears, right? Her name is Maria Sacedo. Or Sacedo. Now, I don't know Maria Sacedo, but just based on the caption under her photograph, Maria Sacedo, whose husband was arrested Wednesday morning, says the family moved to Denver from Mexico because their ailing daughter needed first-rate medical treatment. I think that's neat. What is wrong with health care facilities in Mexico? Now, I know for a fact there's a very large number of top-notch cancer clinics in Mexico. I don't know what Maria Sacedo's ailing daughter's problem is. I would like to suggest that many people need first-rate medical treatment in this country and around the world. But in this particular case, the caption under the picture does not specifically say, it says the family moved from Denver to Mexico. That makes it sound like a nice, above-board, neat deal. Hey, they loaded up the global moving van and properly went through the right moves and moved from Mexico to Denver. Oh, no, it doesn't say that, because that's not the way it happened. No, they stole their daughter, their ailing daughter, who I feel sorry for, across the border in the middle of the night so they could come get free first-rate medical treatment. And that's why they're here illegally, and that's why her husband got arrested, and that's why he's going to get deported. It's not that people don't have compassion and don't feel badly for the little girl. But, ladies and gentlemen, there is only so much the United States of America can do for anybody. and now we're strapped with 20 million more illegal aliens. I read a piece the other day about a guy who's been in this country 7 years. He originally came to this country on a student visa. His student visa has been expired for 5 years. But he's still in the country. And he's working. It did not say a worker's visa. It said a student visa. He has violated the law. He should be deported or sent to jail, directly to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. We give you 200 pesos to buy a meal at the bus station as you go through Guadalajara. But that is and should be the extent of it. The raid in Denver sent hundreds of relatives of arrested workers scrambling as impending deportations turned their lives upside down. I don't know where they have them, Maria said, and don't know what's going to happen. She's 42. She's a mother of three from Mexico. She only speaks in Spanish. She has not attempted to learn to habla inglés. Her husband lacked the proper immigration papers because U.S. citizenship officials told him he had to go to Mexico in order for her to petition for him. Wow. What a story. But we'll feel sorry for him, and we'll let him stay, and we'll give him a pass. Stick around. I'll see you on the flip side of these commercial breaks. Jeff Bennett sitting in for Robbie right here on the flip side. We'll be back in a few moments.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Well, you know the bottom's falling. slipping through the cracks. Well, you know the bottom's falling now. People slipping through the cracks. Well, you can run and hide, but you just can't stand it back. It's a growing business of some people in the street who do not have a job. Nothing, the bottom falling on. All the people slipping through the cracks. Well, you can run and hide, but you just can't change it back. In the street, do not have a job, oh, nothing, the bottom falling out.
Whoa, that bottom's falling out in more ways than one. By the way, welcome back to the Flip Side. Jeff Bennett sitting in for Robbie tonight. I've not really spent much time discussing the immigration issue for quite some time. And I'm not going to belabor it and beat up on it too much, but I still believe it is one of the most important issues we are facing in this country. Am I against immigration? No, of course not. But there is a difference between an immigrant, one who has legally migrated to this country, as opposed to someone who has come to this country on a student visa, maybe did or did not stay in school and just made a decision to stay here and go to work, because our laws and the enforcement of the laws in this country are so unenforceable and so weak that they know they can get away with it. Now, that's just those that are maybe coming from the Middle East that are coming here on student visas. What about those who sneak up over the border in the middle of the night with or without their families, or it's a wife who's coming to find her family? Or these are the things that we are constantly having crammed down our throat to tug at our heartstrings to get them to feel sorry, get us to feel sorry for all these people. This is a problem because, number one, this is election year rhetoric. That's the only reason you're seeing major moves less than 60 days before the midterm elections. Down in Georgia, still more Georgia. This came out last Friday. Get this. Trailer parks lie abandoned. The poultry plant is scrambling to replace more than half its workforce. Businesses dried up at stores where Mexican laborers once lined up to buy food, beer, cigarettes just weeks ago. The Georgia community of about 1,000 people has become little more than a ghost town since September the 1st, when federal agents began rounding up illegal immigrants. The sweep has had the unintended effect of underscoring just how vital the illegal immigrants were to the local economy. Even then, more than 120. What is this magic 120 number? This happened in Denver yesterday, and now we're talking about something in Georgia 2 weeks ago. 120 illegal immigrants have been loaded onto buses bound for immigration courts in Atlanta, 189 miles away. Now, this report was written last Friday. Hundreds more fled Emanuel County, Georgia. Residents say many scattered into the woods, camping out for days. They worry that some are still hiding without food. Send them some beans and a couple of tacos and send them home. At least one child, born a U.S. citizen, was left behind by his Mexican parents. Oh, all right, so now we got the deal. We've got people coming over the border in the middle of the night, hoping and praying to God that their child, their baby, will be born in this country so that that child can be an American citizen, which will give them, under the 14th Amendment, the right to stay here, them meaning the mother and the father and the families extended out, etc. And yet here is a couple who were here illegally that took off on the run and left their little beloved Rosa Lopez. The boy's father was deported to Mexico. What's wrong with this picture? I don't get it. The child is being used, or the imminent birth of a child is being used as an excuse to do something we call breaking and entering. Now, what happens when someone commits a crime of that nature? If they are caught, they are prosecuted, and then the punishment must fit the crime. I suggest that our problem is, for a crime of that type, we are wasting the United States taxpayers' money, and frankly, our patience, by putting some of these people in jail, which we then still ultimately have to pay for. We're paying for their incarceration. We're paying for their meals. We're paying for the fact that they may be living in air-conditioned cells, that they may have a great weight and exercise room down on the third floor. They may have colored television in their rooms or in a little community center within the prison. I don't care if you're talking state, county, or at the federal level. I've had Bill O'Brien on this program. Many of you have heard Bill O'Brien on Frank Whalen's program. I introduced Bill and Frank to one another. Bill is coming to Arizona in about 2.5 weeks, and he and I will spend a week together. And I ain't going to be around. But the fact of the matter is, Bill works within a prison system. And Bill has shared many, many hours with our listeners about the cost of incarceration, the health care within the prison system, how the medical community are in fact using prisoners as guinea pigs, how prisoners are in fact being paid 25 cents an hour to manufacture products that are sold in this country by businesses who are not selling those products like mattresses based upon their reduced manufacturing cost. They're still charging full boat, full tilt. The percentage of incarcerated people in the prison system in this country who are illegal aliens, now, unless they have committed a violent crime, we should not be forced to pay for their incarceration. They should be deported deep within the borders of their own native land. It's that simple. Are we in 20 more years going to be forced to absorb another 20 or 30 million illegal aliens in the name of so-called compassion? Let me share this story with you. Rome fell on September the 4th, 476 A.D. You see, Rome was overrun with illegal immigrants. Visigoths, Franks, Anglos, Saxons, Ostrogoths, Burgundians, Lombards, Judas, and Vandals, who at first assimilated and worked as servants, but then came so fast that they did not learn the Latin language or the Roman form of government. Highly trained Roman legions moved rapidly on their advanced road system, were strained fighting conflicts worldwide. Rome had a trade deficit, having outsourced most of its grain production to North Africa, and when Vandals captured that area, Rome did not have the resources to retaliate. Attila the Hun was committing terrorist attacks. The city of Rome was on welfare, with citizens being given free bread. One Roman commented, "Those who live at the expense of the public funds are more numerous than those who provide them." Tax collectors were more terrible than the enemy. End quote. Gladiators, today we might call them football players. Gladiators provided violent entertainment in the Colosseum. There was injustice in courts exposure of unwanted infants, infidelity, immorality, and perverted bathhouses. Fifth century historian Salvian once wrote, "O Roman people, be ashamed. Let nobody think otherwise. The vices of our bad lives have alone conquered us." O Roman people, be ashamed. Let no one think otherwise. The vices of our bad lives have alone conquered us. The only thing we have to change in that sentence, the only single word is, O American people, be ashamed. And William Shakespeare, of course, said, Et tu, Brute? Et tu, Brute, the pivotal line in Shakespeare's tragedy of Julius Caesar. A phrase commonly associated with the betrayal of friends. You see, history does repeat itself. If we do not learn the lessons of the past, history will repeat itself again, and it is doing it now as we speak. For the United States is tonight, on this 21st day of September in the year of our Lord 2006, the United States is in exactly the same condition that the Roman Empire was in the year 470 AD. Look for yourself. Study for yourself. Read for yourself. Are we going to just sit by and let our American Republic crumble and become a paragraph in an old history book? I can ask you. I can suggest we fight now. And if we don't, if not now, when? If not us, if not you, if not I, who? The question, of course, becomes what to do, what to do? You know, it's a question that's asked very often. How do we go about changing things? How do we go about making a difference in America? Do we do it by talking amongst each other every day? You pick up the phone and you call Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice and Susie and Billy Bob and whoever, and you say, "Boy, did you hear that show last night? Boy, they hit the nail right on the head." That's great. People of a common bond, a common mind, a common thought process, and common concerns, talking about the problems amongst each other. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, that is not going to win the war. And I'm not talking about the war in Iraq. That's a sidetrack deal. I'm talking about the war for our very hearts and soul, for this America, this republic for which we claim we stand. How we do this is by reaching out to others without the fear of what they're going to think of us for thinking differently than they do. I spoke with a man the other night. 5 years ago, someone tried to bring him to the alternative thought process, tried to bring him to the alternative media, tried to bring him to different websites. He would not listen. The man would not listen. He wanted nothing to do. Oh, you're nuts. Oh, you're crazy. 5 years later, the man who was approached to join us, so to speak, who denied that there was any validity in the thing we spoke of, is now a champion and is a true believer and is a studier. He's also lately out of the jug, which always helps. And I know you're out there listening tonight. But the fact of the matter is, the man who tried to bring him to the truth has now turned his back on his former protege, because now he thinks that his protege is nuts. I would suspect the protege has gotten far more deeply involved with this than the original teacher did. Ladies and gentlemen, listening to this program tonight, I'm stepping in a direction that you'll not very often hear me step into, for reasons I won't discuss tonight. I had a brief conversation while we were on break. Who it was with is not important at this point in time. sit down and weigh carefully what I'm about to share with you. How do we expand this choir? How do we add more members to this church, as it were? Notice I did not say the church. Big difference. The church and a church. And that's a conversation for another night. And I love that topic. We must expand our audience. I don't just mean we as a network, Republic Broadcasting Network. We as Americans, true Americans, must expand our audience. We must reach out. Part of the conversation I had with this gentleman the other night was that so many people in the alternative thought process movement, listeners to RBN and other networks and writers and authors and people in show business who believe that there's something desperately wrong in this country. So many of them are Christians, either self-avowed Christians or practicing believing Christians. And I find it so interesting that no one thinks anything about expanding a mission in terms of Christian dogma or doctrine, as it were. And no one will look down upon you for trying to bring a new Christian into the fold. But consider bringing someone new into the fold that might be willing to sit down and open up their minds and their hearts to a serious discussion about the Federal Reserve or about the probability of monkey business on 9-1-1 or any other subject you want to talk about. Agenda 21. That's one that goes over the heads of far too many people. If you want to try to bring somebody into your fold with those kind of discussions, you're looked upon like you're an absolute kook. So what's wrong with being a missionary on one hand, but you cannot be a missionary on the other hand? So it still comes back to the same problem. How do we enlarge the size of the flock? How do we enlarge the size of this congregation for truth? This network must expand. This network, Republic Broadcasting Network, and through in many instances, when I say affiliates, I'm not talking control. I personally look out to the people at Radio Free Austin, and I thank them for what they're doing. I know the kind of listening audience we have in that area. I know how it reaches out and gets further and further out from the Austin, Texas area. A lot of people, micro broadcasters, play a big, big part in what RBN is trying to do and how we reach out. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? There is a cost to freedom. It may be your life. And as Jerry Moraine once said, it may be your wife. I have to be facetious. Nothing can be done for nothing. Do you understand? How far do you expect this network is ever going to be able to reach out without the financial wherewithal to do it? Oh, but come on, Bennett, you guys have advertisers there. Yes, we do. RBN has paid advertisers. We need more. It costs a lot of money to run a network of this type. It costs a lot of money to grow, to reach out, to expand. And we can't do it without your help, without your assistance, without your support. Am I getting paid to tell you this? Absolutely not. My goal tonight was to come on. We've got some special things going on in gold and silver. And I had a special package offering for you with some gold tonight. And you know what? If you're interested, you can always pick up the phone after the program and give me a call, and I'll walk you through what the package is if you're interested in placing an order. You can reach me at 1-800-691-7898. But give some serious thought. None of our broadcasters are paid to be on the air. We're all doing it for nothing. Zip. Nada. There are no salaries paid for a single broadcaster. No salary. Most are doing it because they have a distinct belief in what they're espousing, what they're talking about day after day, night after night. You may not agree with all of us. You may outright flat disagree with some of us. You may dislike some of us. But by all means, don't put us on a pedestal. That's never where I wanted to be. 11 years on the air. I don't want to be a pedestal. I never got in this thing to be a celebrity. I could care less. If I could look back on it now, I'd have gone on the air and never used my own name. But then you see, I always believe if you're not willing to put your own name behind what you write and what you speak, then you ain't worth a tinker's damn. Give what I've shared with you tonight some very serious thought and consideration. Whether you're in a position where you and your family can make a nominal monthly pledge to assist this network, it's helpful. It costs money to run the phones. It costs money to... Let me tell you something about this network. You go to rbnlive.com. You pick up the streaming. Many of you are listening to this program live on the internet stream right now. You want to go back and listen to some of the 6 weeks for the broadcast that I hosted last fall under the banner Perspectives on America? It's still there, and I invite you to go listen to it. Almost every program that's aired on this network since the day this network started is still being archived on that website, and you get to go listen to it for nothing. Do you know what it's costing this network to be able to offer you that ability to go back and listen to a year-and-a-half-old program for nothing? It isn't free, folks. It costs bandwidth. And the more bandwidth problems you have, the more times you have buffering problems. So that means you've got to expand your bandwidth. You've got to buy more time. Maybe it's more telephone time, more internet time, more bandwidth there for security for every other reason. But we don't come back and say, oops, hey, sorry, 30 days is all you get this archive. If you want it older than that, you're going to have to pay for it. That's what other networks do. That's what some folks in the land of the 10,000 lakes do. But then they've been known to overcharge for things up there anyway. Lonnie in Canada, I'm not going to be able to do it. I want to finish getting through this. Get a phone number. Tell Lonnie. I'll call him after the show. I hope I haven't bored you to death, ladies and gentlemen, but, you know, each person, I've been doing this on the air for 11 years. I spent many years supporting my own program. Complete self-sponsored. There's other times I've been involved with other networks. Yes, even a former relationship with John Statler at another network many years ago that we owned together. You know what? A lot of people don't always see eye to eye. But all of us, no matter how we disagree, we've all got our eye on the prize. That prize is called freedom. That prize is called liberty. That prize is called America. At what point are you willing to participate and share? It's not sharing with us. It's sharing with America. We are the small band of people. We are the small remnant that must reach out to the rest of the republic and the rest of the people. And many will turn their ears, and they will have a blind eye, and they will not wish to hear. There's nothing you can do. You're not going to reach everybody. But we're going to do our damnedest to reach as many as we can, and this network cannot do it without your support, without your aid. Now, you listen to this network long enough, all day long. You know how to contact this. I believe me, this is off the cuff. This was not even planned by me. I didn't even know where to have you call to make contributions or donations. I couldn't even give you a phone number to give out right now if I had to. So maybe the producer will jump on and give me a phone number to give to you before we've got to go. 724-2719, and that is what, the 512, or is that an 800 number, or what? Okay, you got it. If you're interested in making a contribution, whether it's a one-time, or you're in a position where you want to make a monthly commitment to support this network, support this fight for America. That's how you can make your commitment. 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. I close this program every night the same way I'm going to do it tonight. If I've offended you, then you better go look in the mirror and find out why. On behalf of Robbie Noel, the Republic Broadcasting Network, and myself, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.